This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and good Thursday to you. It is opening day of the art fairs, and you're going to be walking around downtown. You'll enjoy much of what there is to be offered. But if you need a little break, what better way to do so than to see a movie downtown? I'm sitting alongside Russ Collins. He is the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor, and he is here for Cinema Chat. How you doing, my man?
All right. So, yeah, I grew up in Ann Arbor, so I grew up with the art fair, and I love it. I really
enjoy it, too. Now, I usually don't go more than one day through the fairs, but I love what I'm doing that.
Yeah, it's a little tough on the Michigan theaters business, but it's just a great thing for the region. And anyway, come on down.
Traditionally, one of the best parts of the art fairs was to stop by the Michigan Theater for a beer and a broth.
That's right. Well, we're renovating the main floor of the auditorium. We're putting all new seats in and doing some other things to tune it up. So, unfortunately, we have to close, not for movies. Now, we're not showing movies in the main
theater.
Just
not doing the beer and the broth.
But we're not doing the beer and the broth because we've got, you know, construction workers coming in and out, and we just didn't want to risk anybody's safety or health. So there's going to be work going on. But the most important part
of that was the theater will be open for
movies. Yeah, the theater
will
be open. And actually, we're going to be open for artists. So we have a deal with the State Street Art Fair, and the artists are going to use it as a cooling off and resting space.
Nice.
And if you're a member of the Michigan Theater and you stop by, yeah, we'll let you in. But we're generally open to the public, and again, as you said, serving beer and brats. So we're damping that down quite a bit. But yeah, come on down to the art fair. It's great. And, you know, we will be open in the early evening for movies. And we have a great lineup of movies. I mean, really,
what are the must-see films for the art fair weekend?
I want to encourage you to go see Blindspotting, which
is that different than Trainspotting?
It's much different than Trainspotting, and we'll talk about it. But Blindspotting, keep it in your head. It's great. Three Identical Strangers is a really interesting documentary with a local connection, but it's not a local story. And then 1945 is a fascinating film that's set in Hungary right after World War II in 1945, and we'll talk about that as well. Now, if you didn't see Sorry to Bother You last week, go see it this week. It's great. These are a couple of holdover things not to miss. And Woman Walks Ahead is this Audience Award winner from Cinetopia. We're just doing a few screenings here and there, but don't miss it because it's going to go away very quickly. And Yellow Submarine was such a hit.
Oh, from that obscure band? What were they called?
Yeah, the Beatles,
I think.
Oh,
yeah, that's who they were.
Yeah, hardly anybody knew them. But the Yellow Submarine was such a hit that we're actually bringing it back for a full week
holdover. Because this is the 50th anniversary.
Yeah, right? And people just loved it. And then that classic midnight film by David Lynch, Eraserhead, is going to be midnight at the State. So go check that out.
So that's the top of the mind stuff. Let's dig into the details, shall
we? That's right. Well, opening at the multiplex is 10 years after Mamma Mia, and it did some pretty good business. They're doing a sequel called Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. Now, this is the music of ABBA, and I know you're not a big fan of the music of ABBA, but
it's actually detrimental to my health.
But a lot of people are very excited about it. And the film has Meryl Streep in it. So, well, anyway.
Well, there you go.
Meryl Streep.
You can never argue with her.
Julie Walters, Christine Baranski, and Amanda Seyfried are back. And coming added to the cast is Lily James, Andy Garcia, and Cher, the Oscar winner and singer Cher. So
there's something about Cher in a movie with ABBA music that seems symmetrical.
Yeah, it seems like a good thing. So the reviews have been kind of so-so on it. But anyway, that's an opening at the multiplex this week.
Just to be clear, I'll not be buying the soundtrack.
I can imagine. So now we were going to do this film, Three Identical Strangers, which I talked about right at the top, is one of the three films not to miss. And it was pulled by the director. Now, it was pulled from Cinetopia at the last minute, so it was in all the guides and everything, by the director, because a local physician, when he was a young guy, and he was the assistant to the chief doctor that was the head of what ended up being, surprising to almost everybody, a medical experiment with three triplets that were separated at birth. And so this doctor, who was the young
willfully
assistant...
Willfully separated,
correct. Larry Perlman, who was a a member of the Michigan Theater and a great guy around the community. He's actually going to do a Q&A following the 6:45 screening on Monday the 23rd, so right after Art Fair. So Larry Perlman's going to be there for Q&A afterwards. And this film, Three Identical Strangers, is an astonishing documentary. So the way it got started in the 1980s, this student went to college, and then this other student walked by, and they called him by the other student's name, and so they thought something was kind of unusual about that, and then the two met, and they were identical. Literally mirror images right. of each other. They were identical, twins. And then another guy saw this in this newspaper that these twins met at college, and he said,
"They look just like me."
And it ended up that they were indeed triplets, and they had been separated at birth.
And it was all part of some bizarre sociological study.
Yeah, it was a genetic, nurture nature kind of experiment. So anyway, it was opportunity in terms of these triplets were available for adoption, but instead of keeping them together, they put them in three different families, and then they followed them actively without the families knowing about it. So it's kind of a medical scandal on one level. It's a really interesting genetic and social experiment on another level, and then there's real people that are involved with this, the families and the three triplets.
A lot of ethical questions, but nonetheless, an enduring story of how they come together, find out about each other's lives, and then have to move forward.
And it's just been released in around the United States, and it's doing pretty well. Now, Blindspotting is this film that played at Cinetopia that was my top film. Blindspotting stars Davy Diggs. Now, Davy Diggs stars in the film. Also starring in the film is Rafael Casal, and they were childhood friends in Oakland. And this film is about these two, 20-something guys that were childhood friends. So, it's not literally autobiographical, but it's based on what their life was. And Davy Diggs was a Tony Award-winning actor from Hamilton. And again, this Rafael Casal that he co-wrote and stars in this film with. So Davy Diggs is African-American. Rafael Casal is a white guy. And it's a film about two buddies that grow up in the neighborhood. It's kind of a buddy comedy, but it also has brilliant social commentary, and it's based on Davy Diggs' very powerful performance. There's a part in the film at the end, so you're getting to know these guys, you're laughing, you're kind of going, oh my gosh, they really interesting racial politics going on with these two characters operating in the community. And then at the end, Davy Diggs does this scene that literally had me on the edge of my seat. I didn't know what was going to happen, and he was just brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Blindspotting is, again, a film I cannot recognize enthusiastically enough.
Yeah, that's quite an endorsement. You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins. And the other movie you said we need to take note of is 1945.
Yeah, so this is set in Hungary right after World War II. And it's this little town in Hungary. And then these two Orthodox Jewish gentlemen arrive in this village. And nobody knows why they arrive, but what it does is it sets off the paranoia and fear of the folks in this community, because the Jewish population in that community had been taken away,
right.
And all of their property had been subsequently redistributed to other members of the community. So the townsfolks were not only anxious about these Orthodox Jewish people coming back in the town for whatever racially prejudiced reasons they had, but they were also financially concerned, because the goods and property of the Jewish population had been redistributed illegally, immorally.
Huge criminal enterprise.
Exactly, to the members of the community. But this film is beautiful. It's in black and white. It's slow paced, and I don't mean that as a criticism, because you just kind of get this very slow reveal of what's going on. And these two Orthodox Jewish gentlemen, you're not sure at the end of the movie, you're not exactly sure. They were not there to reclaim property. And so anyway, the villagers come off as the true racists that they were. Now, Yellow Submarine is going to be here all week. Our James Bond summer series continues with Living Daylights and GoldenEye. Living Daylights on Sunday and GoldenEye on Tuesday. GoldenEye is one of my favorite James Bond movies. I think it's great. And then Eraserhead, as we said at the top of the show, is going to be the midnight show at the State Theater.
Sorry to bother you if you missed it last week.
Oh, man, it is a great, great social commentary and comedy. And Won't You Be My Neighbor and RBG are still playing as well. So lots of films holding over. That's great. Three great films opening up this week. And again, I can't say enough about Blindspotting. And then for an escape away from the downtown and just in general, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again is playing at the Multiplex.
A lot of movie choices, so go down, enjoy the art fairs to the fullest, and when you need a break, keep in mind there are movies available to you right within walking distance. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for an art fairs edition of Cinema Chat, exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Ann Arbor Street Art Fairs.